News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
We are honoring Kathy Dawes in her last day of employment, period, whether here or elsewhere. And we have a couple of calls standing by, and then we're going to have some final thoughts. So, good morning. You are on KMAN with Kathy Dawes.
Good morning.
Oh.
Kathy, it's Sydney Carlin.
Yes, I know that voice anywhere, Sydney.
Well, you're the first words I've spoken this morning. There's nobody here, and I'm just kind of quiet when I'm all by myself. So a lot of times when I come to this station, it's like the first words I've spoken, too. So it's amazing that I can even talk. I just want to thank you for always helping me to get through our interviews. When I first started interviewing with you, I was so frightened every time, and you always picked up when I started to stammer and kept me going, and I really appreciate that. I think you did a good job of leading the interview and getting ahead of time what, you know, the facts that we want to get out. And it's been really easy and fun to be a part of your show.
Sydney, it's been a pleasure. And I also like being able to call you a friend, too, in addition to just someone that I've interviewed through the years. So I really do appreciate your comments.
You know, I started in this business 16 years ago, and you've been there 16 years. So this is going to be a real big change for me. I was so happy to hear Aaron Leiker this morning, and I used to interview with him too some, and I really have to say, even though this is kind of strange, but, you know, John, my husband, went to school with Phil Donahue, so when Donahue was on the TV show many years ago, and I always watched it every day because I was not working at the time, and he interviewed Marlo Thomas, and you know the rest of the story. I don't know. That's quite an interesting story.
Yes.
I did not know that you had met Ken on your show.
Uh-huh. That's how we got together.
What a neat parallel. Sydney, thank you for your call this morning. Good luck with the legislature, too.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're getting ready to go.
Yep. We have one more call, and then we'll have a few final comments. Good morning, sir. You're on the air.
Kathy Dawes, it's Jerry Moran. Good morning. I'm saddened by your departure. I'm happy for you, but I think that community journalism is so important to the citizenry, to the elected officials, that your local voice and the commitment that you've made to making certain that people have access to information and help build a community as a result of that, I just want to thank you for your commitment. And it seems to me that people who do their job so well, I hope there's a lot of people who follow you in that regard, but I always want to honor people, whatever profession they're in, that do the job so well and to the best of their ability and have a work ethic and a commitment to excellence, and that's you, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for calling in, and I know I always kind of tease you because you went on and got other degrees, but we actually did graduate from that other university, down the road a ways, the same year, in fact.
We did do that, and you've been a great success in Manhattan, despite that fact.
Good to hear from you, Jerry.
You can even put up with Dave Lewis, so you are special in that regard, too.
Gee, thanks, Senator.
You're very welcome. Best wishes, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, and good luck this year in Washington, sir.
Thank you so much, Dave.
We appreciate you taking some time to call. Well, we're down to our final 4 minutes of the program, and I just have a few things to say. I was just working here the other day, and I just started working on a list of adjectives, and it just got too long. It just got so, I mean, it was just everything that you could think that would be positive to someone as a proven professional as you, they all apply. You are committed, devoted, dedicated, responsible, punctual. You are fair. You have an honest approach to news. You're open-minded. You're absolutely delightful to work with. And one of the things that, you know, we had both, you know, we had some people that, you know, you've kind of helped along the way. And one thing that I see is something that we don't see often in many businesses is the word teacher. And you have done that with so many, including this young man who is going to be the interim news director, Mr. Brady Bowman, until our search is completed, mm-hmm. and whoever knows how many weeks. But it has been one of my greatest honors in my career to work with you. I absolutely respect you and absolutely adore you, and there's not going to be anybody that's going to miss you on the radio more than me.
And we've had ups and downs in both of our lives, but we've weathered it together. And
we have that commonality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go ahead and chime in here and echo a lot of what Dave just said. But, Kathy, I think what's always impressed me about working with you is that being somebody that's worked in media, whether it's been news or sports, radio or newspapers for over 10 years now, is that you often see people that get so jaded by this business. This isn't easy work. You don't do this line of work to become a millionaire, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never been jaded. You always have a great attitude about everything. It's so positive. You encourage everybody around you. I feel like I'm a better broadcaster and journalist because of working with you, and that's true with so many people. So it really is an honor to be here with you on this hour and on In Focus and to work with you, and we will miss you.
I have to say that, and you're starting to get to me, folks, but I have loved what I've done. I've always been one of those fortunate people that I've selected a career that I totally adore. Passionate about a lot of things, have objective when I have to be, and I just love people. And as I often would tell people when they would come in for interviews, we're just having a conversation. And generally, by the time we were through, they realized it wasn't as big a deal as perhaps they thought. But I could go on and on about all the different people I've met through the years, whether it be interns or reporters who have worked with me, whether it be program directors who've done a superb job, all the people in different county, city, school positions that I've had the pleasure to talk to and be a part of, Kansas State University, Fort Riley. It's been a good ride and been a lot of fun along the way.
Speaking of good rides.
Yes.
Yeah. You motorcycle mama. You're heading out for one here before too long.
Daytona Beach in March. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kathy, what a pleasure it has been. And, you know, I know our listeners have a tremendous amount of appreciation and respect for the work that you have done here and also within the community. And, folks, you'll be able to see Kathy Dawes on stage whenever she sings.
That's right. I keep on singing.
God bless you, Kathy.
Thanks,
Good luck to you and Ken. And you're going to miss my stories about Florida.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the hour.